You're listening to SBS News.
It was a moment to reflect and honour Queen Elizabeth II, a global figure who is being remembered fondly around the world. The emotional funeral service was a large-scale affair, complete with pageantry, music, messages of faith and hope. Millions in Britain and elsewhere watched on, and about 2,000 people were part of the congregation. Her coffin was adorned with brightly coloured flowers and a crown. Members of the royal family walked behind the casket, quietly paying tribute to their much-loved monarch. The UK's Prime Minister, Liz Truss, who was one of the last to see the Queen, delivered a reading.
Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Spectators watched the proceedings on big screens at London's Hyde Park, where thousands fell silent during the more solemn parts of the service. At Melbourne's Federation Square, Fern observed the service with James and told SBS her grandfather was one of the Queen's Royal Guards.
He just guarded the Queen back in his youth.
When the Queen was still a teenager.
Yeah. And we've still got his invite for her 21st birthday. So we just thought it would be interesting to watch.
The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, recalled when the Queen made a promise to dedicate herself to her nation and the Commonwealth at the age of 21.
She was joyful, present to so many, touching a multitude of lives. And we pray today especially for all her family, grieving as every family at a funeral.
In Sydney, mourners gathered to share in their sorrow. The Anglican Dean of Sydney, Sandy Grant, says the community needs a chance to grieve together and express their affection for the Queen.
Yes, well, we're giving great thanks to God for her life, for her fidelity. There are so many people gathering the last 10 days, and we expect in the next couple of days.
And younger supporters like Toby Hesketh of Surrey visited Windsor to pay his respects.
I think it's important to come here to go see the Queen, as she's devoured her life to her country. I think just a couple hours would mean everything.
The funeral concluded with the last post-trumpet salute and 2 minutes of silence. And the funeral procession was a grand display winding through the streets of London. The 96-year-old's final resting place is at Windsor with her late husband, Prince Philip, who died last year. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.